this is Ralph Kermit Winterode, the second, back with the Ralph Winterode Show, the truth seeker out of the far north, and I got Kevin, and is it Ennis or Enos?
Ennis.
Okay, the Liberty Dollar, and we've been talking about having some real gold and silver and the advantages of having something of substance instead of this fiat money and the Liberty Dollar raid that they did. And I've got a question. Have you ever seen how the Federal Reserve robs us blind?
Oh.
The video?
Oh, no, I haven't.
That's an excellent video. How the Fed, it's a two-hour segments, and it goes into what it's all, everything you're talking about. It starts all the way back to the Roman Empire and how when they finally got free, why then they killed the Caesar, and then they go back into slavery again, the money system. And
well, gold back in the time of the Romans, 100% gold, still buys what it buys today. I'm just looking at in Black's Law Dictionary, the fourth edition. In usual and ordinary acceptance, it means gold, silver, or paper money used as circulating medium of exchange and does not embrace notes, bonds, evidences of debt, or other personal or real estate. This is Black's Law Dictionary. So, And currency is coin money and other banknotes or other paper money as are authorized by law and do in fact circulate from hand to hand as the medium of exchange. So Federal Reserve notes, according to this definition, are not. It is not money, because that money, according to the law, means gold, silver, or that which is used as a medium exchange and does not embrace a promise to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
It is never fulfilled, does it? No. Now I'm
so
not a lawyer.
An illegal fiat money system.
Fiat, in other words, what we say goes, and like it or lump it. Well, actually, the people can lump it. Many businesses do not accept Federal Reserve notes at all times. You can go to a gas station late at night. There's no attendant there. You can only use your plastic. It doesn't accept Federal Reserve notes. If you go into a beer and wine store at certain neighborhoods, you can't use cash. You have to use a credit card or something because they don't want to be robbed. Same with hotels. So Businesses can refuse this. This is an offer to pay, and that's what tendering is. Is that legal tender is a legal offer to pay something. If they choose not to accept it, that's up to them. Now, I believe the government has to accept this legal tender and payment of taxes, correct?
I think so. You know, something that I tested, I actually took, when I actually had money, I took $50 gold pieces and went down and tried to file a federal lawsuit and a state lawsuit, and they refused to take gold.
Is that right?
Absolutely. I personally did that, and they said, "Well, you go downstairs to the federal thing, and you can change it down there at the thing if you can talk the bank into making an exchange." And the bottom line is, if it says $50 on one side, and I turn around and I can get $600 of Federal Reserve notes. Now, what does dollar mean?
Right.
I mean, somewhere I've either low on IQ or that dollar doesn't have on weights and measures. Somebody's screwing somebody here.
Hmm. Well, I'm just looking. I have a number of documentaries that you can also pull up online. What they're saying is that the Federal Reserve, they just create the money out of nothing. I mean, it says right. What is this one? The Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas money banking and monetary policy. It does not seem to make much sense, but banks actually create money when they lend it, and that's the same with the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. Banks create deposits by making loans. They create deposits. Rather than handing cash to borrowers, banks simply increase balances in borrowers' checking accounts. This creation of checking accounts through loans is just as much a deposit one might make by pushing a $10 bill through the teller's window. Amazing. And
I'll tell you what, the IRS has got the hang of this, too, because they get around and they create out of thin air they create a debt out of a computer, and somebody signs it, and under the rules of evidence, it becomes evidence, and they're the fact finders, and there's no way to beat it. So they create money out of thin air again, out of a computer by the IRS.
Right.
These guys got the hang of this. I hear the music. We got a caller, and we'll be back in a minute, and then we're going to get into the raid here. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Do Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Okay, Ralph Kermit Winterroad back to the Ralph Winterroad Show. We got Kevin Enos out of Liberty Dollar out of North Carolina, and got a couple questions. First of all, to clarify what all they confiscated. They confiscated about $1 million in gold and silver in Coeur d'Alene?
Yes.
And what else did they take?
Well, all of the records, computers, all the dyes, the dyes for making them.
Was that in Coeur d'Alene, or was that in...
In the main office. Well, they took the dyes that my understanding is the dyes were at the mint, and all the other records and computers and all of those materials were at the Evansville office.
Indiana, right?
In Evansville, Indiana, yes.
Okay, and that's the main office of the Liberty Dollar?
That's right.
And so they haven't charged anyone with anything yet, right? Right?
This warrant was for search and seizure.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to they're trying to find any wrongdoing. There have been FBI agents who have been tracking this for some time. And there is an affidavit that 35 or so page or 38 page affidavit people can find online on johnlock.com and search there for that and read it themselves. So it goes into
the L-O-C-K-E or L-O-C-K?
I believe it's L-O-C-K-E.
Okay. E, okay. So do you know any of these FBI guys?
not personally. I know of them. I've heard their names before. Some of them have been investigating Patriot networks in the area, especially those who are challenging the legality of some of the laws of the IRS. The main FBI agent involved with this raid has been harassing people regarding tax issues in this area.
Mm-hmm. Now, the next thing is I saw about the Ron Paul dollars. Now, what does that mean? What's that? These were silver and gold, or silver that were stamped up to be bartered. Is that right, or what's going
yes,
on there?
Yes, there was a large shipment that came in from the mint. My understanding, there was copper and silver Ron Paul dollars that came, and they were coming to the office to be sent out to those who had ordered them. Mm-hmm. But instead, the FBI robbed them. So all those people who had orders pending can choose to be part of the lawsuit as well for reclaiming mm-hmm. their property that the FBI had robbed them of.
Mm-hmm. And what was the denomination of the Ron Paul dollars?
Well, the copper pieces are $1. The $20, the silver is $20. I don't think there was gold this time, but there's a $1,000 Ron Paul gold piece and a $2,500 Ron Paul platinum piece.
Mm-hmm.
All 1 ounces.
Now, when you do like 1 ounce, what's the is that the same rate as the real silver is supposed to be if we had real currency?
Yes, the same number of grains of silver.
Which is?
I can't remember. It's 372
grains. Okay, well, I had a mental brain flatulation here, and I couldn't remember, but that there's fine. So anyway, it is the proper...
Right.
It is a proper purity of what if we actually had a real government with real money, that's what it would be then.
Right. Now, there are some naysayers that say, well, why not I just trade in the U.S. Mint's silver pieces? Well, it says $1 on it. And those who don't understand and check the markets on a daily basis don't know the proper rate that they should be charged if they come and try to use it at a business. So for their convenience, we put on what we feel it is valued at. And any business can choose to put a price, a suggested retail price, right, or value right on the face of it. And currently, the 1 ounce silver piece, we feel that a fair rate of exchange, if we'll so choose, is $20. And for the copper
right now, I have a $20 FRN that's total fiat money, absolutely worthless. Tomorrow, I could have a whole wheelbarrow of them to buy a loaf of bread.
Maybe.
But I could send this to Liberty Dollar, and you would send me a silver certificate that would be valued and have 1 ounce of gold backing it. Is that what the deal is?
Yes. Well, when our business is back functioning, yes. Everywhere this is going on, it's they put a kibosh on what's going on, and it would be, like last week. Before this raid took place, you could send in a $20 bill, and someone, if they so chose, could send you a $20 certificate. That's right. Now
do you ever send out the actual coins? Not coins, the silver liberty. I don't know what to call them. Silver liberty. What do I want to call them?
Silver liberties. Yes.
Okay. Do you ever actually say I would just like to have a silver liberty sent out in lieu of a silver certificate, or a silver certificate.
Right. Certificate. Yeah, they are freely exchanged between those, as well as by arrangement. You could get a whatever rate of exchange would seem appropriate between you. Then, for a Federal Reserve note, you can get a $20 silver piece or a certificate, whichever you chose. But we also have electronic too, so people can do it that way too.
So the bottom line is I can take my worthless Federal Reserve note that's absolutely worthless, and I could exchange it for something that has value.
Right.
And by the way, as the last time I was in silver, I had a little silver for $4 and something, and that was back in 2001 or 2002, and What's it up, what, $14, $15, $16 an ounce now?
It's popped over 16, yes. I don't know.
So it's four times more, but I could have actually have been using the Liberty dollars or Liberty certificates, and I could have made two or three or maybe even four times, depending on, I don't know how long you've been in. You said 6 years?
Yeah, 4 years I've been doing it.
Yeah, so, you know, at least double or maybe triple, but you're dealing in something of substance that has value.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And the Federal Reserve note is absolutely, it's an IOU worthless piece of paper.
Right, if the the governments of the world choose to assign it less of a value, we have to all abide by that, right? You can't buy goods from China at the same rate we have been. And all our manufacturing's moved off or overseas here. So if suddenly all the costs for all our computers and everything else, even that a lot of our cars are built overseas, right? The components, anyways. Then we have to either not buy it or bite the bullet. And so we're unless we have some more honesty in our financial markets, especially for the little folks, we're going to have very hard times ahead. I mean, we're facing a depression similar to the last depression. The problem here is they're trying to, the powers that be are trying to keep the lid on this as long as possible to see how much value they can scoop up from people before they realize what's happening. And same pattern as last time, before the last depression, easy credit, easy money, and then, oh, we can't do that anymore. And suddenly, it's real hard to get credit, and people losing their homes, and homeless folks, more crime.
Yeah, the foreclosures in Alaska are just unbelievable, and it's just unbelievable. There's more property for sale around up here. I mean, it's unbelievable because people can't make ends meet.
That's right.
And what we're doing is they're robbing us right behind the scenes, because we have this little piece of paper and we don't understand that that piece of paper has no value, and every time we go to the store, we're getting screwed.
Now, the interesting thing, we've lost our home recently. My wife and I, we've had a three-year battle against foreclosure because when we challenged, we sent papers off to government agencies, we ran behind in our payments, right? And then when foreclosure started, there was some other institution we'd never heard of. We had no contract. It was going to take our home away from us. I said, what gives you the authority? So we wrote letters to them as well as different government agencies, including the comptroller of the currency, who oversees banking operations. And we got a letter back after a while saying, we don't have any copy of this loan. We don't know what you're talking about. Even the bank that was trying to foreclose against us. So what? Honey, there's some kind of screwy thing that's going on here. I think we need to fight this. And so when it came around eventually to the clerk of court hearing, I said, where is your probable cause witness? Where is your verified witness, I mean? Where's your verified witness? Mm-hmm. And the clerk of court said, when they couldn't answer anything, I'm going to dismiss this case. So I beat them at the clerk of court hearing, because they never brought a witness. And then at the appeals hearing, because they appealed it almost immediately, they brought in somebody who lied on the witness stand. They said they had firsthand evidence of this note being done. And when I asked him, he didn't have firsthand knowledge, in other words, actually seeing his document. It was one of the people that worked for him. So as a result of this lack of proper procedure being followed in court, they took our home away from us. This is going on all across America, and we are fighting this all the way up to the North Carolina Supreme Court. There's some funny business going on that the courts are getting the wink and the nod from the banking system and screwing people over. People are not getting a fair shake in the court system because banks are pulling strings. They're afraid. The court system's afraid of the banks.
I got to hear about commercial security agreements. I hear the music. We got another short segment, and then after the half hour, we'll have a long segment. Stay tuned. We're talking about the Liberty dollar rate and about money today. So we'll be back in a minute. ¶¶
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II back with the Ralph Winterroad Show and talking to Kevin Enos out of, he's involved with the Liberty Dollar and the raid. And I had a little brief spout with these banks. I found out about these commercial security agreements, and you've signed away your whole life. And when I paid one of the commercial security agreements off, I found in the UCC that if you do not get the original document back, the they still keep it on the books. And they're finalizing it. So I went in and said, well, until you give me back the original, I'm not going to pay any more money on the other loans. Well, lo and behold, what I didn't know is that all these other loans are all due and payable on demand if they want to, and they pulled $115,000 in either 7 or 10 days. And luckily, somebody was I was able to raise $100,000 with my $15,000, and it took them a month to get all of these originals back because they sell us this paper.
Right.
These documents. And I've still got them, and the maximum number of staple marks in it was 7. So this stuff, I don't know how they discount them around, but they were selling these loans. When you pay them off, they're not paid off. All they're doing is using in their fictional world out there.
At the time of the closing, the closing attorney, who does it all day, every day, all week, right? Yep. And you sign all these documents in double, like 3-4 copies, right? And there was only one on the one piece of paper. There was only one copy of. And I said, "What's this?" "Oh, that's the promissory note." And I said, "What do they do with this?" "Oh, they bundle it up in about $10 million worth and sell it off to someone else. It's just like cash."
That's right.
Just like. as soon as we signed our names on it, it becomes cash. So we offer that cash to them, and then we don't get the house until it goes through their system. So they take that cash, promissory note, deposit it. Now the money is in the account. Now that the money is in the account from our cash, promissory note, the people we bought the house for have their money. We got the house. What does the bank have? Our continuing commitment and a lien on our house from money they created out of nothing. And we are 100% responsible for that house, even though we didn't get it yet. So,
yep.
The problem here is that the light of scrutiny of the public needs to shine on these crooks, the banksters, some people call them, and especially in issues of law, when there's bright light shining on each of the judges' action and these Federal Reserve officials and the FBI officials, they need to follow the law and procedure to the letter, or they will be sued in their individual capacity and have the ire of the people. Not me. I'm a peace-loving fella. But there are many people out there who are getting very serious about the state of our nation and our world, and we don't want that. It just gets way too messy, and the longer we suppress the people, the bigger the blow-up afterwards. History just shows this.
Well, I tell you, it's a major issue. Like in Alaska, they say right in the Constitution, they tax our private interest in property owned or held by the government. That's right in the Constitution of the State of Alaska. That's one of the best fascist communist documents I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have a caller here. Let me interrupt you for a minute here, Kevin. We have a caller, Richard in Alaska. Go ahead. Do you have a question?
Good afternoon, Ralph. A couple of things. One is... Liberty Dollars needs to immediately file a verification of claim against the parties who took the stuff.
Okay.
Because if they can't verify that claim against it, they have to give it back to you. And that should be done right now.
Verification of claim, okay.
Yeah. And there's some people out there that have quite a bit of knowledge on that. And I don't know if you do, Ralph, or not.
No, not in my corner of the world. I deal with IRS and traffic and the court systems. I can tell you unequivocally we don't have a court system. The third branch is gone right now.
Yes. The other thing is Liberty Dollars needs to go to something called SDRs, which are known as special drawing units. A long time ago, I took a class on international monetary and United Nations money. And they don't have money at this international bank. They have SDRs, special drawing units.
What is the last letter? R as in
special drawing units.
So it's SDU.
SDUs, excuse me.
Yeah. All right.
And that again, you see that voids any of this denominational issue.
Hmm. Okay. We'll check into it.
That's just kind of my 2 cents worth.
All right.
Okay, well, great. Well, thanks for your information there, Richard.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so back to this. I want to make sure I understand here. So they confiscated $1 million in silver and gold in Idaho at the mint, and they confiscated in Indiana computers and records, so they're on a big fishing expedition right now.
Right.
And the information we saw about the Ron Paul dollars, was that coinage or was those the Ron Paul dollars, were they physically in Evanston or were they back in Coeur d'Alene?
There are no certificates for Ron Paul dollars. They're all the physical copper, silver, gold, platinum.
And where were they physically located?
Well, some are already in distribution. The silver came out a while ago. I believe there was some coppers also, and a new shipment had just come in, quite a few, actually, because many people thought, this is a great idea. Let's use real money.
Well, they said they got about 2 tons of them. Where did they get those at?
From Evansville.
Evansville. Okay. Hold on. We got a long segment, and we're talking about the Liberty Dollar raid and about real money. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com. And take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today, 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad, the second Ralph Winterroad show out of Alaska, and I got Kevin Enos on of Liberty Dollar, and I got a question. The Ron Paul dollars that they confiscated then, around 2 ton or whatever that amount is, do you have any value of what that come out in fiat
I'm
money
not
dollars?
Sure. I'm not sure. Pardon? It was very, it was significant. I don't know exactly the numbers of how much it was. They need to definitely have an accounting of it. I think the main thing that people need to start thinking about, the Federal Reserve dollar is collapsing. The U.S. dollar is collapsing. People need to protect themselves from inflation, protect their purchasing power, and start supporting those companies, people and individuals like yourself who are speaking out against this tyranny, because tyranny it is when they are creating money out of nothing, spending it on all kinds of programs we may not want them to spend it on, and we have no control because they don't have to ask us for it, right?
What we're doing is we're taking our sweat equity, something that has value, and trading it for a piece of worthless paper.
Right, exactly.
And they control the worthless paper, and whenever they want more, they print more. They change the interest rates on demand to control the circulation of it. They take away the loans, so we have a recession. They put it out. We have inflation. They just do whatever they want. They run us through these little cycles and just squeeze us left and right. We need to have something that's got substance behind it, And, you know, I don't remember the Constitution. I thought it said something about gold and silver and weights and measures. What happened to all that?
Yeah, congressmen got bought up. They got bought up by big money interests, you know, contributing to their campaigns. Ron Paul, with his voting record, is solid against the Federal Reserve, against increased spending, against many bills that he feels we should, according to the Constitution, we shouldn't be making decisions on those things. Ron Paul is definitely the answer to having him in office would make a big difference to our nation.
He's our last hope, because I don't know of anybody that's ever ran for president of the United States that's anywhere even close to what he's doing.
It's rallying together a number of great people who are supporting him in all kinds of different ways. Liberty Dollar is very supportive of what he is doing and is saying, and each person who is supporting the ideals of Ron Paul is supporting a more well-knit society that's not going to be at war with itself, because change happens. You can't stop change from happening. It just keeps marching ahead, and the longer you suppress it, the bigger the breakout afterwards. The dinosaur is the corporation right now. It's become very big, very hungry, and it's gobbling up resources, and its days are numbered. So let's start moving to that new society earlier by thinking how we can support our local businesses using currency that's honest, that you can tell it, test its value, and you know it's going to have long-term purchasing power and long-term benefits for us, the people who support and who are the backbone of the nation.
We're actually cheating ourselves, because if we barter in something that has no value instead of bartering in something of substance. You know, I was just looking here in the Constitution in Article 1, Section 10. It says, no state, and it says, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That seems pretty straightforward to me. I mean, it doesn't say IOUs. It doesn't say Federal Reserve notes. It doesn't say foreign bankers controlling our country.
Right. Exactly. Yes. And now we have what's called a state monetary initiative, which is one where we provided a model that states can follow with, like, there's a North Carolina Liberty Dollar. So later on, as this becomes more popular, and we take care of this nuisance of the FBI agent overstepping his boundary, actually, and trying to make a name for himself, we go through that, and then the individual states can choose, hey, we'd like to have a silver and gold backed currency, it'll stay state of North Carolina. They can get it at a better exchange rate. They give it out to their employees, who then spend it in the community, and they can accept it that they choose in tax for taxes, and they can wean themselves from the heavy-handedness of the central federal government.
Of course, that same thing in Section 10 says no state shall coin money.
Right, they're not going to coin money. They're going to it would be a Liberty Dollar or the some other organization. Well, this is opening the door for other folks to coin this money, but it would just say state of, not coin it, because it would be. But we're going to issue the flat round pieces, the liberties or a peace dollar, it could be, but it would say state of North Carolina on it, and they can choose to use that and get it
well,
better.
You know, I don't know about you, but to me, when it says this is a grant to Congress, make anything but gold or silver coin a tender in the payment of debts, and if they don't provide that, my take is they've committed acts of treason. This is a mandate to them to do something. It doesn't say you shoulda, coulda, maybe oughta. It says this is, you gotta. That's it. That's all you can do, and
right,
they're not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and then somebody comes along like Liberty Dollar that says, hey, what a novel idea if we barter in something that actually has value, so that when the world markets, world bankers, and God knows who else crashes this dollar, and we're holding, and we got nothing.
Right. Now, each of the certificates, I'm just reading off the certificate here. It says the acceptance and use of this, in this case, $10 Liberty Dollar receipt is an exercise of the bearer's First Amendment right to petition the government for a silver-based currency as mandated by the U.S. Constitution. Mm-hmm. One of the fears, I think, of the those powers that be is there the Amero is trying to make some headway in the back rooms of government, and that is the currency supposed to be for Canada, U.S., and Mexico. Have you heard much about that?
A little bit. That's not my area of expertise, but there is no doubt in my mind it's on its way.
Right. And the North and the NAFTA superhighway and other projects that are behind the back of the public, because they're getting lots of money created out of nothing to build these type of things and pay for politicians to go to these meetings. We're losing control here. The only way you can really get control is when you control the money. In fact, the power of the purse was what helped the constitutionalists back in the time of the back in the time in England. Those when a king had to go and fight a war, he had to check with the people. He had to tax them. He had to get money from the people. The people said, "No, you don't have it. Sorry, king, you can't go to war." Right? Now, for any new war, they don't have to ask us. They just create the money out of nothing and go and bomb some other innocent country.
Well, Congress doesn't even declare war because we don't do that anymore either.
Oh, right. It's just a conflict, right?
What we have ever since the Civil War, Congress usurped the executive and judicial power of the United States. They overthrew our constitutional republic, and I can prove it.
Mm.
And so now it's a free-for-all, for the money is the love of money is the root of all evil, and that's what's going on out there. And if we do not have substance, we have nothing.
Right.
If we don't have real money with real backing, if we don't own our property, like in Alaska, they come right out and say it. They tax our private interest in property owned or held in trust by the government.
Mm. Right.
All we are squatters on the land. Tenants. Just like the old feudal system. Well, if we don't own property, this is what this country is about, and if we don't have real money with substance so that when I have my sweat equity and swap it with you, I want something, so that I want some silver or some gold or something, so when all hell breaks loose, I got something that still has value.
Right. And you build up the ease of use of this in your community because it's honest. I'm familiar with that. Let's keep on supporting each other through this. And this is commonplace in communities, and it's becoming more and more commonplace in Asheville. Many places I go to now, I've seen those before. I think they're kind of cool.
Well, right? Let me ask you a leading question. Why did they raid Liberty Dollar when they did? Is it because of the Ron Paul dollars coming up? Is it because the Liberty dollar is threatening the Federal Reserve, or what?
Well,
what
there's a few things that are coming to a head here. One is that we'd have a lawsuit against them that has already been, their motion to dismiss our suit against them has been thrown out already once. Now they're trying another one. They're losing. So they could create some dirty tactics. Ron Paul has had tremendous response all across this nation. People are realizing, wow, Ron Paul is really sticking up for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the dollar is crashing. Liberty Dollar is on its way, and currencies like this, to another level of value. And they see a number of these things going on, and they go, wait a minute, we can't wait any longer. We may lose this lawsuit. We better just create a stink and give some more misinformation out there to the public about what's going on, and create a bad rap, a bad press for currencies like the Liberty Dollar. So this is the time for people to become even more active. Get their hands on a certificate somehow. I'm not suggesting how. Just ask. Find out other people who have them or associates, and if they want to donate.
Is there any way that the Ron Paul dollars would indirectly, because I know that you're not tied together supporting Ron Paul, and I'm not tied together with any of this either, so any of these election people can go to hell. Is there any way that Ron Paul's campaign would have benefited from the circulation of these Ron Paul dollars?
Well, one way is that, hey, what is this, Ron Paul's face on there? Why Ron Paul's face? Opens the communication with people. Hey, those are pure silver, cool. Why Ron Paul? Because Ron mm-hmm. Paul says it would be great for our country to abolish the Federal Reserve, to abolish the IRS. It's a great opener. And the other thing is that there have been special commemorative ones that were specially stamped, and they cost a little bit more because there was special packaging in this, and a percentage of the profits from that would go directly to his campaign. So there was some of that, too. It was also a fundraiser, especially for the specially made ones.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't the 16th or something, the Boston Tea Party, they were going to try to get going this on the 16th or something?
Remember the 5th of November.
Boy, I like that movie.
Oh, it was a great movie. He raised, what, $5 million? $4 or $5 million in one day.
Yeah, I think it was 4.2, I heard, but it was a tremendous amount of money.
Right. So that definitely woke people up as well. Boy, this Ron Paul sure has a lot of grassroots folks that are coming out of the woodwork.
Well, let me say this: 1,000% support. I'm not involved in the Liberty Dollar, but I support what you're doing because there's only so many battles I can be in. I 1,000% support Ron Paul.
Yeah.
And people need to get off their butts, and especially for somebody like Ron Paul, and send money. I'm not tied to him in any manner or by any means. I'm not even a registered voter. But people need to support. I'd almost hold my nose and say I'm a citizen of the United States to go vote.
If you get your hands on one of the Liberty Dollar certificates, then you can be part of the class action lawsuit against the government for having confiscated their value.
Yeah, that's libertydollar.org, right?
That's right.
So we go to libertydollar.org, and you can click on there, and you can find out how to participate in a class action lawsuit. Now, what can people do that don't have Liberty Dollars? What can the average listener that's not involved right now, what can he do to help the cause of I know he can donate money to Ron Paul's because that really needs to be done. If you want your liberty, get your pocketbook ready. What can they do to help the Liberty Dollar people fight this unlawful confiscation of gold, silver, and all your computers and stuff?
It starts with understanding what is going on, getting more informed about its value and benefit to their community, and find out how they can, get some value-backed currency, value-backed pieces in whatever form that means.
Do you have documentation or contact numbers at libertydollar.org that they can get hold of?
That should be on the website.
Okay, so there's documents they can download that explains the behind the Liberty Dollar and why it's good for you and why you have substance and all that?
Definitely, yes, as well as the lawsuit that we have against the government is there also.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So
yes.
For the average Joe that's not tied in, what does he do? Does he just donate money to Liberty Dollar for the lawsuit here to support this unlawful confiscation, or what do they
yes.
do?
Yes. And start informing himself what he can do. He can find out about this current situation. It too will pass, and success is guaranteed mm-hmm. when we stick it out. It's just
well,
a matter
I think you're right there. I mean, the bottom line is this is just these guys, one of their little tactics to try to unfund or stop the Liberty Dollar, the spread of the Liberty Dollar, and, of course, also to impede the purchase of the Ron Paul dollars, because even just having one is a political statement of who I am and what I want to do.
As well as the individual personal agenda of particular FBI agents who want to make a name for themselves, and they figure, oh, well, this will be a big profile thing. They'll get my name all over the place, some kind of prestige there. And, hey, they want to have some kind of results for spending taxpayer money here. And they've been snooping around for a while, and they want to see some results of their action. So the problem is they took, you know, the baby from the 500-pound gorilla. And they're going to be getting into trouble as a result.
Well, I hear the music, and stay tuned. And we've got one more short segment. We're talking to Kevin here about the Liberty Dollar raid and what's really going on behind the scenes. We'll be back in a minute.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad. Second back with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, and I got Kevin on from Liberty Dollar. And if I get this summary right, in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, the FBI has confiscated about $1 million in silver and gold. And in Indiana, they have taken about 2 tons of Ron Paul dollars composed of either copper or silver. And they've taken computers and whatever else they could steal over there. And basically right now Liberty Dollar is shut down because they may have taken the dyes out in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Is that pretty much it right now?
Right. Yes. So a question to ask is, who are they going to rob from next and in what form? They've been robbing from us through the IRS, through the Federal Reserve, and now they're going to rob a completely honest currency and shut it down. Who are they going to rob from next and in what form?
From every American every day. We just don't know it.
Exactly. So before you understand what's going on, before you know what's your rights are being taken away from you, you need to know what the rights are. Read the Constitution. Go online, check out Michael Badnarik's courses on the Constitution, and there are many other folks as well. His book is Good to Be King, excellent book. And we'll find out, Alex Jones has got, I noticed on your website, he's got some very hard-hitting documentaries about the truth of matters that are happening behind the scenes. There's people, there are cracks, I think, forming within the halls of power. People are saying, you know, they've gone too far. I don't want to be part of the problem anymore. I'm going to start taking an active stand and have a clear conscience. There are generals and high people in the military saying, hey, this is getting too crazy now. I'm going to start speaking out about this. So the days are numbered. The more people stick up for what they feel to be right and put that into action, joining together with others of like mind, we're going to have a truly incredible society coming up, but it's going to take the fire of action and to make it happen.
Well, we can lawfully and peacefully do this, and there's going to be people just like Liberty Dollar is going to take hits. I've taken a lot of hits, but you survive it. Liberty Dollar will survive it. It'll be back, and it's just a matter of time. And, you know, that this is what they do, though. These people get panicky, and then they start picking on different organizations or people to try to shut it down.
Right, and that's the time for the people to band together because they're going to be next in some form. What's that quote for the time of Nazi Germany? Oh, they came for the Jews, and I wasn't Jews, so I did nothing. Then they came for this person, they came for this person. And at the end, they came for me, and there was no one else.
I know. So, it's just absolutely astounding why people will. I mean, this fiat money is stealing from us every day. Everybody is paying protection money every week to the IRS so that they don't civilly come after you or try to put you in jail for your bad conduct.
So,
and people have no idea.
Word.
I mean, they're taking 30-40% of our sweat equity, and it's going off to these banksters and international monetary funds and God knows who knows.
Right, with an inflation rate that's more like 20% per year.
Yeah.
20. So what we need to think in terms of, the dollar's crashing, we need value-backed currency.
Well, I thank you for being on my show, and I learned a lot today, and stay tuned for next Sunday. We'll come up with another subject, and we need to have you back on here for once in a while, and we'll see how Liberty Dollar is doing. So everybody stay tuned for next Sunday, and... also, Republic Broadcasting, if you want these type of shows, they need money too, just like I do. They need donations. It takes people to keep us all in gear. So
all
we'll
right.
See you next Sunday.
Hey,
thank
Bob.
You, Kevin.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye. With